Hall Senior joins us early morning over in WA. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
In the car, up and about early?
Yeah, I went to the Stones concert last night and I'm on my way to work.
Rolling Stones in WA. How'd it go off?
What do you mean in WA? We're not that isolated, Andrew.
No, I didn't mean it that way, but you can take it that way if you want.
No, it's all right.
How was it?
That was fantastic. It's given me inspiration. They're 5 years older than me, and they're carrying all like 2-year-olds, so maybe I can lift my game.
You look a lot younger than the lead singer.
Money, Andrew.
Yeah, no, you would, for sure. You probably would. I know, you'd be still doing what you're doing. Hey, mate, I just thought for our listeners here in New South Wales, how's I'm the Mighty Quinn?
Yeah, not good, Andrew, at the moment. He's developed arthritis around that fracture that put him out last year, and he's having trouble, with that joint, and he's got a bit of soreness associated with it, and that doesn't look good long term, or short term even. It doesn't look good at the moment. And unless he responds to treatment, it might be no more I'm the Mighty Quinn, I'm afraid.
Gee, that is terrible news. I was unaware of how bad this was. I know there was sort of something a month or two came out, Gary, but is it something that you can ease?
Well, I've never been a trainer that uses cortisones and treatments for joints and all that sort of thing. I prefer to put like a natural thing like hyaluronic acid or something like that in the joint and spell them and rest them and try and get, prevent the joint from deteriorating anymore. I've never used cortisones and that in joints, hardly ever. I'm dead set against it, really. And that's probably his only option now, is to use something like depometril and hyaluronic acid in the joint and hope that it eases the pain for him. But my inclination with him is, because I love him, we all love him so much, you know what I mean? We don't want to see him go through any pain at all. So if we treat the joint and he's got any pain at all, I'd say that's going to be retirement for him.
Gee, it's not the way you're wanting to go out, is it?
Well, he did win the Blacks of Fate, but he's only like $8,000 away from the all-time standard bred record in the Southern Hemisphere for stake money, so that would be a little bit disappointing, yeah.
Who holds that, mate?
Blacks
of Fate. Blacks of Fate, yeah, okay, Blacks of Fate there. I was only hesitating because there's been some stars since then, but gee, mate, it doesn't read well just listening to you.
Excited about it at all. I thought when we had the vet out yesterday, we did a few tests with him and, try and find a definitive answer what the problem was. And we pretty much isolated it and we've x-rayed the joint. There's not much serious damage there, but when you get a hairline fracture near the joint, when it heals up, they get a bit of a calcification growth around it, and that interferes with the joint function, and it's like having sand in your joint sort of thing, and that's his problem, and he's not handling it too well, and it must be painful because he's not a horse that worries about too much. He actually ran second in 153.5 with the actual fracture in his leg, so he didn't worry about that sort of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand. So with the treatment that you'll obviously give him shortly, I guess you'll need a quick turnaround.
Yeah, the thought process is that we treat the joint and then put the gear on him in 10 days' time, give him 10 days off and see if he's still sore. If he's not sore, we press on. If he goes sore, then that'll be it. And so I'm not really confident.
Well, mate, there's a lot of people that will be terribly disappointed the way you've spoken this morning. None more than yourself, I reckon. The Rolling Stones gave you a high last night, but this is just something, obviously, you've got to deal with, as you say, over the next 10 days.
It's going to be, touch and go for us, but we've got our fingers crossed. And the vet's more confident than I am, Andrew, but I'm not. He's 10 years old now, and, he still looks like a 2-year-old. He's jumping around the place. He looks fantastic, but, I wouldn't like to see him go around with any pain.
No, and as you summarised it through the interview, you love him so much. Gary, thanks for joining us on the way back from the Rolling Stones. We'll stay in contact, mate. Many people will be hoping that the horse can turn around, but one thing's for sure, you'll make the right decision.
Thanks a lot, Andrew. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Hall Sr.